From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says there's broad agreement in Congress that Bush-era tax cuts should be extended for nearly all Americans. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama blamed a wrestling match with Republicans for holding that process up.
President Obama says but for Republican opposition, Congress could vote this week to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for all families making less than $250,000 a year. Mr. Obama wants to let tax rates climb next year for families making more than that, but he told a group in Northern Virginia even the wealthiest taxpayers would still get some relief.
Keep in mind that if you make more than $250,000 a year, you'd still get a tax cut. It's just you'd only get it up to your first $250,000.
Republican lawmakers want to extend the Bush-era tax cuts for everyone. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Officials in Venezuela are now saying at least 15 people were killed and four others remain missing following the crash of a twin-engine turboprop that was headed from the Caribbean island of Margarita to a city in eastern Venezuela. Officials say the plane from Venezuela's state airline went down some 6 miles short of its destination. A total of 50 people were believed to have been aboard the plane when it crashed into a lot used by a state-run steel foundry. Officials say 33 survivors are being treated at local hospitals there. Colorado wildfire that destroyed dozens of homes and charred more than 6,000 acres likely was caused by a fire pit in someone's yard. NPR's Jeff Brady says authorities are now considering whether to file criminal charges against the property owner.
The Boulder County Sheriff's Office says the fire pit was last used several days before the blaze started on Labor Day. While the property owner used water and stirred the embers to extinguish them, investigators believe wind reignited some of the embers and blew them out of the pit. That sent flames racing across the rural area. Colorado Senator Mark Udall surveyed the scene and says while the damage is significant, there are still large swaths untouched that remain green.
It's almost like the fire was most voracious for structures as opposed to trees.
166 buildings were lost to the fire. Nearly all of those were houses. So far, authorities have spent more than $8.3 million fighting the fire over the past week. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company now says it is setting up a $100 million fund to help out victims of the gas pipeline explosion in the San Bruno neighborhood near San Francisco. The explosion last week sent a massive fireball into the air, leaving at least four people dead and destroying more than three dozen homes. Christopher Hart is with the National Transportation Safety Board, which is investigating the mishap.
We did not see any repair equipment at the site, so we know there was no repairing or excavating going on at the time of this mishap.
Still unclear is what caused the large natural gas pipeline to rupture and catch fire. U.S. stocks posted their strongest advance in nearly 6 weeks, continuing on last week's gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 81 points. You're listening to NPR. In a move expected to radically remake employment on the communist island of Cuba, the country is planning to lay off at least half a million government workers. The Cuban government says it will free up private enterprise to help some of them find new jobs. In an announcement today, the 3-million-strong Cuban Workers Confederation said the layoffs will begin immediately and run through the first half of next year. As of the end of last year, more than 85% of the country's labor force, or just over 5 million people, worked for the state. The number of students not paying their student loans has grown, with more than 238,000 defaulting on their loans last year. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the new government numbers.
The national cohort default rate climbed from 6.7% to 7% for the year ending in September of 2009. During that time period, students at for-profit institutions made up 26% of those taking out student loans, but they were 43% of those who defaulted on those loans. The Department of Education says that shows why they need to tighten regulations on who can get access to that money. But the for-profit education industry says their students have a harder time repaying because they're more likely to be low-income and minority. The department has proposed new rules that would cut off access to federally backed loans for schools that have a high number of students who can't repay. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
And this word is just in. We have word that the U.S. Open, Rafael Nadal has beaten Novak Djokovic 6-4, 5-7, 6-4, 6-2 to win the U.S. Open and earn a career Grand Slam. Once again, Rafael Nadal has won the U.S. Open. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.